14. Everybody's in the squad room, Molly said. Alert and ready to examine evidence. Video come in from Fort Lauderdale, Jesse said. How'd you guess? Male intuition, Jesse said. Who's in the cars? Martin and Friedman, Molly said. Not happy. And the other 8 members of Paradise's Finest? In the squad room, Molly said, waiting for you. Probably sent out for popcorn. You want to watch it? I'm a cop, Molly said. I need to see it. I'll see it. You don't need to see it with 8 lecherous loudmouths, Jesse said. Stay on the desk. There's something you need to see. You can watch it alone later. Molly was silent for a moment. I'm part of the department, Jesse, Molly said softly. I don't want everyone else to know something I don't know. Jesse said, somebody has to be on the desk, Mol. She nodded. Jesse turned toward the squad room. I'll watch it later, Molly said. Absolutely, Jesse said. You can use the VCR in my office. Molly was silent for another moment. Then just as Jesse was opening the door to the squad room, she said, thank you. Jesse said, you're welcome, and went in. The cops were gathered at the long table. The VCR and monitor, which were on a small metal cart, had been wheeled into position at the foot of the table. The screen was glowing. Jesse's chair at the head of the table was empty, and in front of it was the padded mailer from Kelly Cruz. All of the cops were drinking coffee, and someone had brought a cup for Jesse. He peeled the lid off as he sat down. No jujubes? Jesse said. We was gonna get a keg of beer, Suitcase Simpson said, but we figured you'd be prudish about it. Remember, the woman in this tape is dead, Jesse said. And she may be the victim of a crime. We are looking at evidence. Try to notice something other than her snatch. Somebody said, yes, sir. Jesse opened the mailer, took the cassette down to the other end of the table, put it in the VCR, picked up the remote, walked back to his chair, sat down, and pointed the remote at the VCR. To serve and protect, he said, and clicked play. There was a naked woman, shot from behind. She was having sex with a man who lay on his back beneath her on a bed, or sofa, or something with a blue and yellow stripe. As the camera watched, another man walked into the shot and mounted her. Cops around the table cheered. Simpson was the youngest of them. Jesus, he said. Front and back. The woman turned, sandwiched between the two men, and smiled widely at the camera. It was clearly Florence Horvath. She was a lot better looking than her license photo. Jesse smiled to himself without pleasure, or any other time I've seen her. Clearly she wanted to be recognized. She kept looking back at the camera as she enjoyed her double penetration, which enjoyment she was at pains to display. Jesse didn't enjoy it much. I can't define pornography, he thought, but I know it when I see it, and pro or amateur. This is it. After about 2 minutes running time, the cops began to talk. Pornography gets boring quick, Jesse thought. Between wives, Arthur Engstrom said, I used to date a woman, wanted me to bring a friend. I told her I could never get it up with another guy involved. I heard you couldn't get it up anyway, Arthur, Peter Perkins said. Give you a list of satisfied customers you want, Arthur said. Look at the weapon on that guy, Buddy Hall said. Jesus, Suitcase said. If that's a penis, what am I walking around with? The film ended after about 8 minutes with Florence apparently having an historic orgasm while the cops laughed and bantered. Jesse wondered if the banter covered any discomfort. He didn't enjoy porn very much, but he didn't mind it much unless it was gross. Jesse had always thought heterosexual anal sex verged on gross. Nothing in Florence's home movie had changed his mind about that. Didn't see any clues, Peter Perkins said. Maybe we should play it more. Did you look at the guys? Jesse said. Nobody said anything. Okay, we'll run it again, Jesse said. Around the table, the cops groaned. Perkins had been kidding. Most of them were bored with it already. Look at the guys this time, Jesse said. Maybe we'll see one again. Jesse rewound the tape and rolled it. The cops watched again, looking at the men. Jesse noticed they were quieter. Less uncomfortable, maybe. Jesse looked, too. There was nothing in the film to tell him where it was shot. Just a bedroom. Or at least a place with a bed. There was a hint of decorative brass. The room looked small. Could be a boat. When the tape had finished, Jesse said, Okay, Peter, you're the evidence specialist. Take the tape and get some headshots made of the guys. May as well get one of Florence, too. It's better than her license photo. Guys at the lab will love this, Perkins said. Just make sure it comes back, Jesse said. You don't think they'll make a dupe? Of course they will, Jesse said. But I want the original in our case folder. Yes, sir. Perkins started to remove the tape from the VCR. Leave it, Jesse said. I'll give it to you after lunch. Gotta look for more clues, Jesse? Chief Jesse to you, pal. Go relieve Molly on the desk. Tell her I want to see her in my office. Perkins saluted and the cops filed out. Jesse took the tape and went into his office. In a moment, Molly came in. Jesse put the tape into the office VCR. You know how to run this? Jesse said. No. Okay. I'll start it and leave. Molly nodded. Jesse punched up the tape and went out. He closed the office door behind him and leaned on the wall near it. He smiled to himself. Porn guard. When Molly came out, she said, That was disgusting. Yes, Jesse said. It was. Did the guys like it? Jesse shrugged. They pretended to. In fact, I think they probably found it a little disgusting, too. Did you? Yes. You going to get headshots made? Peter Perkins is going to take care of it, Jesse said. Molly nodded. Thanks for letting me watch it alone, she said. Jesse shrugged. You're a nicer guy than most people know, Molly said. Jesse smiled at her. Let's not let that get around, he said.